brought to you by Penguin.
Adrenaline, written by Zlatan Ibrahimovic, read by James Hillier. I love bicycle kicks. I love kicking the ball high in the air using my feet, even though they're the lowest part of my body. Before dropping back to earth, there's that moment when I see everything upside down. And that's when everybody else, my teammates, the referee, the fans, is suddenly turned on their heads. It's an exclusive, privileged view of the world, mine and mine alone. So let me dedicate this book to everyone who likes to overturn the usual rules and expectations. Because it's only by following your instincts, with tenacity and determination, dedication and grit, that your own vision of the world can be unique like mine. Pre-game, Adrenaline and Balance. Milan, Monday, 4th of October, 2021. Okay, I give up. I'm 40 years old. I'm a god, but I'm also a god who's getting old. I'm finally coming to terms with it, just like I'm coming to terms with the fact that my body isn't what it used to be. For years, I've ignored the signals my body's been trying to send me. But at last, I've decided to pay attention. I can't dart back and forth and sprint the way I did when I was young. If I get tired or I get clattered, it takes me longer to recover. I've modified my style of play to match this new body of mine. I no longer spend the whole match in the penalty area where shots fly in all directions. I don't necessarily shout for the ball anymore. Instead, I create play for the team. These days, I'm more likely to be assisting other players' goals than trying to score them myself. I'm no longer looking for the spotlight. I've won everything I needed to win. Now it's more about inspiring my young teammates and helping them to grow and mature. I'm 40, and I have two sons who are no longer boys. They're already young men. Generally speaking, at this age, you draw a line under everything you've done and you start working on a reckoning, a first rough review of what your life has been and meant. That's what this book is about. For days and days, I've been trying to pretend nothing is happening, ignoring the fact that my birthday is drawing closer. I've tried to keep from seeing the number 40, but then last night, there it was, enormous and bright red, covering the entire facade of a hotel. They'd created it by lighting up some rooms and leaving others dark. In that Milan hotel, my wife, Helena, threw a surprise party that touched me deeply. My nearest and dearest were there, friends from all over the globe, the most important people in my life. There were legends of the football world, trainers and coaches, even players I've treated badly on the pitch. I didn't expect to see all those people in one place, on that terrace. Gennaro Reno Gattuso, who had been head coach in Napoli, explained it to me this way. You've always been your authentic self. Even when you were beating them up. That's why they showed up. Helena did a great job. She organized the whole thing while managing to keep it a secret. She gave me a wonderful gift. Usually it's me who presents gifts to others. I've already told many times the story of how I left my neighborhood to become a world football champion. I grew up with a battered Select soccer ball glued to my foot, dribbling my way around anyone who put themselves in my path in the Rose Garden, Rosengard, the name of my childhood neighborhood, which was home to immigrants of all kinds. The slightest spark was enough to start us banging heads, but that tiny patch of hard-packed dirt was the workshop where I built my game, the school where I learned the tricks that made me Ibra. I was born to a couple who divorced early. I shuttled back and forth between a mother who worked herself to death to put food on our table and a father whose refrigerator was often empty. What I lacked, I went and got for myself. I would steal bikes and clothing because I was sick of being made fun of at school. I always wore football socks instead of normal ones and Malmo team tracksuits that I stole from the dressing room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?